So after the nurse gets her staff, efficiency locks the ward like a watchman's clock. Everything the guys think and say and do is all worked out months in advance, based on the little notes the nurse makes during the day. This is typed and fed into the machine I hear humming behind the steel door in the rear of the nurse's station. A number of order daily cards are returned, punched with a pattern of little square holes. At the beginning of each day, the properly dated OD card is inserted in a slot in the steel door, and the walls hum up. Lights flash on in the dorm at 6:30. The acutes up out of bed quick as the black boys can prod them out, get them to work buffing the floor, emptying ashtrays, polishing the scratch marks off the wall where one old fellow shorted out a day ago, went down in an awful twist of smoke and smell of burned rubber. The wheelers swing dead log legs out on the floor and wait like seated statues for somebody to roll chairs into them. The vegetables piss the bed, activating an electric shock and buzzer, rolls them off on the tile where the black boys can hose them down and get them in clean greens. 6:45, the shavers buzz and the acutes line up in alphabetical order at the mirrors. A, B, C, D. The walking chronics like me walk in when the acutes are done, then the wheelers are wheeled in. The three old guys left, a film of yellow mold on the loose hide under their chins, they get shaved in their lounge chairs in the day room, a leather strap across the forehead to keep them from flopping around under the shaver. Some mornings, Mondays especially, I hide and try to buck the schedule. Other mornings I figure it's cagier to step right into place between A and C in the alphabet and move the route like everybody else, without lifting my feet. Powerful magnets on the floor maneuver personnel through the ward like arcade puppets. 7 o'clock, the mess hall opens and the order of lineup reverses. The wheelers first, then the walkers, then the acutes pick up trays, cornflakes, bacon and eggs, toast. And this morning a canned peach on a piece of green torn lettuce. Some of the acutes bring trays to the wheelers. Most wheelers are just chronics with bad legs. They feed themselves. But there's these three of them got no action from the neck down whatsoever, not much from the neck up. These are called vegetables. The black boys push them in after everybody else has sat down, wheel them against a wall, and bring them identical trays of muddy-looking food with little white diet cards attached to the trays. Mechanical soft reads the diet cards for these toothless three. Eggs, ham, toast, bacon, all chewed 32 times apiece by the stainless steel machine in the kitchen. I see it purse sectioned lips like a vacuum cleaner hose and spurt a clot of chewed up ham onto a plate with a barnyard sound. The black boys stoke the sucking pink mouths of the vegetables a shade too fast for swallowing, and the mechanical salt squeezes out down their little knobs of chins onto the greens. The black boys cuss the vegetables and ream the mouths bigger with a twisting motion of the spoon, like coring a rotten apple. "This old fart plastic, he's coming to pieces before my very eyes. I can't tell no more if I'm feeding him bacon puree or chunks of his own fucking tongue."